All right, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, stranger.
Yeah.
It's been. I think you've been hanging out with Doreen for a couple of weeks,
uh-huh.
and back with me. I haven't heard from you on Boxer, so I'm expecting this big update today. But most importantly, just to, you know, how do you start? How do you feel? And let me know how things have been.
Let's see. It's kind of, to me, it's almost like a roller coaster. Some days feel better.
Yeah.
Some days not quite
sure.
as good. Which I guess is probably kind of normal. But I can definitely tell the days I'm more committed to the acceptance, I definitely do better.
Mm-hmm.
I do catch myself when I'm doing the acceptance. And so this was actually one of my kind of my questions is like when you're doing the acceptance, I just kind of seem to really do more of the accepting throughout the day when it's more of my negative feelings or the overwhelming feelings, not so much the accepting as maybe not in those states, you know.
Okay, well, first thing, and that's good that you're telling me that. We'll go over that, but we don't want to look at it as negative, positive.
Okay.
It's resistance, acceptance, but they're all okay. We want to learn, and it takes time for people to learn this, but we want to learn to take all the judgment
mm-hmm.
out of the states of being. So there's no
okay.
positive, no negative, no good, no bad. It just is, but we'll get there. All right,
okay.
So then, yeah, keep going. So tell me what the days have been like.
I guess probably the biggest thing, like I said, is some days good, some days bad. Just like right now I'm struggling, which I think I have a kidney stone. So I'm dealing with some extra pain on top
yeah,
of
that's
already.
Some pain.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so on top of already some of the other anxiety things that I have with the physical, other physical things that were going on with anxiety and that type
mm-hmm.
of thing. So
mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like it's been a little bit rougher this week, trying to get that, you know, kind of figured out and
mm-hmm.
still have no doctor's appointment and that kind of thing yet, but
yeah.
next week. So anyway, that's, I think, thrown me for a little bit of a loop, but still kind of doing the acceptance thing. Sometimes I'm able to do it. Sometimes I'll do it 30 minutes in the morning. Sometimes it'll be like 15 in the morning, maybe 15 to 30 minutes at night, whatever. So I've kind of split it up.
How much do you do in the morning, did you say?
Sometimes 15 to 30 minutes. It's just a quarter.
Yeah.
And then right. if I do 15, then I'll make sure I do the extra at night.
All right. Why only 15?
Almost like, come on, to Doreen. I'm like, I'm sitting there, and I almost feel like I'm sitting there in the morning times, and I'm like not, almost like I'm having to create, like, okay, how am I feeling? Well, I don't feel like I'm feeling anything at the moment. So, okay.
okay,
like
so I'm experiencing calm. A lot of people describe that because you're more relaxed in the morning.
Yeah, maybe that's
but,
it. I feel like I'm trying to create things and not really there.
Yeah, no, I get it. And a lot of people have been there. But there's things there. You're just not – you might have a little bit more of a feeling of sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just sit and listen – and I get it. And maybe there's an opportunity that you do it in the morning, but also you call time out during the day, 30
mm-hmm.
minutes in the middle of the day, or 20 minutes in the middle, and then 20 minutes after work, 20 minutes right before bed, or 15, 10 minutes right before bed. So all right, and we're going to practice it here in a minute. I want to practice it with you and have you go through the process with me because I'm sure you did it with Doreen, but I want to do it as well. And then, and so what kind of things have been running in your mind? You mentioned the kidney stones. What else has been flying around in you?
Mainly just, you know, I mean, which is kind of this whole thing that got me started with this is really just anxiety. You know, it's just
mm-hmm.
that the physical sensations of the anxiety gets that's what gets the best of me.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what, and I know we've spoken about that already, but even recently, still, how
yeah.
often, you know, that, you know, what are you going through now?
I actually feel like it is definitely better,
mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, okay, like I have to take medication to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I have almost like from taking either a Xanax or Clonopin, whatever I'm having to take to sleep, I feel like I have almost like a stinging sensation in my arms and legs. And so there's
okay.
that physical sensation mm-hmm. that sets off anxiety with me.
And you know, I went through that. I had all that tingling. You remember that, right?
Yes.
In my story. So I can relate. I know exactly what it feels like, and it could be a little unnerving, a lot unnerving, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So that, But just like I tend to see, like yesterday, I went off with like three other women at church, and I was busy. So a lot of times I can tell when I'm able to keep myself busy and that kind of thing that I mm-hmm. am able to not hone in on that physical sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when I'm actually kind of sitting around, you know, trying to watch TV, focus on something else or whatever, that's when I can tell I'm more in tune to how my body's feeling and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I need to keep my mind busy in a lot of ways, but.
Well, that's when you should be accepting nonstop right now.
Yep.
And I speak about this on the Q&A from last night, but you're focused too much on the problem.
Yep.
And you're thinking, I'm guessing here, but you're probably still waking up, checking in with your body.
Yep.
Waking up, always wondering how you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Always wondering if it's coming, if it's going, if I'm going to feel relaxed. And then when you get distracted in life with friends or you go out to dinner, all of a sudden you stop thinking about it. Doesn't it go away temporarily?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you're just thinking about it too much. Whatever we focus on expands. Whatever we shine our flashlight of focus on, we're literally drawing it to us. So it takes some work. We've got to get your attention off that.
Okay.
And I'm not saying ignore it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but because we've got to know what our state of being is, but it's all coming from the internal. So the mind is creating a discontent always. So the mind, the state of being, subconscious, really all one little unit, but the energy piece is literally will create the emotional discontent. So the more that you're afraid of health issues,
mm-hmm.
you're going to experience health issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to accept like crazy moving forward. We're really going to up your acceptance game.
Okay.
And this week where it's going to be like, you're probably, well, I've got a percentage number in mind, but I would say what percentage of time during the day are you accepting compared to thinking of your life and your health issues or anything else? What if you had to draw a little circle in the mm-hmm. The pie, right? What percentage of time are you accepting and what percentage of time are you thinking about your issues and things?
I would say probably this past week, I would say almost 30% accepting, 70% thinking about.
I was close. I thought it was going to be 40% accepting. And
yeah, and I also started to say that. So
okay. I was close. I can just tell the way I hear you, but here's the deal. And you're like, what, week five-ish or so?
Mm-hmm.
We've
yeah.
got to be accepting 90% of the time.
Wow.
We've got to be an acceptance machine now.
Okay.
And we're not using acceptance to get rid of anything. We're using acceptance. We're practicing the techniques of acceptance or practicing the practice of acceptance, the art of acceptance, whatever you want to call it, to go into a state of being of acceptance. And when you do, acceptance expands. But every time you go into the thought,
mm-hmm.
you're expanding resistance. You're pulling on that thread. And when you pull on that thread, you're literally expanding resistance. And that's what's going to create the discontent. So you're living with these issues anyway already.
Right.
You've been in the hell for some time now. That's why you're here. So now it's like, okay, I'm going to commit to the next 2 weeks. And this is the John Bennett formula. So John's a neighbor of yours. You're in Alabama. He's in Georgia.
Okay.
And so he's in southern Georgia. He talks funny. You know, a little bit like you. You guys all talk funny, don't you? but John is a wonderful guy. But he was dealing a lot with health issues. And he was shaking. He was having panic attacks. He was over-medicated from the psychiatrist. And I said, John, about week 6, 7, 8, I said, John, all you can do now is accept, read your microvision, and keep things light and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
The subject of discontent in his was his body, his health, just like you,
mm-hmm.
and his career, because he had no idea where he was going, mm-hmm. and he was unable to work at that point. Now he's back in being successful and doing what he does best. But every time his mind took him to the problem, because he was addicted to it, just
yep.
like, you know, I was addicted to my thing, and you're addicted to this stuff now, you think about it, think about it, think about it. Every time the mind takes you, you're saying, no, I'm in charge, we're going to acceptance. I'm the boss. You're not the boss. I'm the boss. You're the employee. The employee is running rampant right now because that's the way the employee's been trained.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a new sheriff in town. And the sheriff said, hey, this is what we're doing. We're going to be an acceptance machine now. The mind does take time to learn and become a new habit and become conditioned, and acceptance is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
But for the next 2 weeks, 90% of the day is acceptance. Because you can't, you're going to occasionally forget. You're going to, oh, what am I thinking about here? And but we've got to be really, really dialed into acceptance nonstop. And that's when you're going to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the mind, which is just a machine running a program, every time the mind wants to take you to the problem, you take your mind to acceptance. Accept.
Okay.
And then acceptance, again, is not trying to get rid of anything. It's embracing the very thing that you
just
hate.
Letting go.
It is letting go. But again, when we say letting go, what's internally? We're like, just let it go. I need to feel better. I need to feel better. I need to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
When I embrace, so where does all your stuff come from? What states of being are you in when you're thinking about your body? What's the one state of being that you think it is?
Probably fear.
Yeah, it's fear for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no question. It is fear. And so it's all fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what health anxiety is. So you're afraid that something's going to happen. You're afraid that you're going to, you know, whatever. So except I'm experiencing fear. Because worry, right, you might have been a worrier that turns into stress,
oh, yeah.
That turns into fear. And, you know, okay. And so it's all just an expansion of, you know, the habit that you learned when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we're doing is just accept, but we embrace it. I don't care if you stay here forever. And that's the key, understanding like, hey, fear, pull up a seat at the table. Let me buy you a drink. Stay here as long as you want. And now when you invite the bully, you're no longer resisting it. You're no longer pushing it away. You're no longer freaking out about it. You don't care. So, and I don't say apathetically, but I'm like, hey, it is what it is. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that place, that's a state of being of acceptance. And if fear could speak back to you, it's like, well, gee, thanks, Susan. I really appreciate the invite, but I can't. I've got to go. Because I only go along with resistance. When you're resisting me, when you're afraid of me, when you're expanding that, that's when I'm at my best. But when now that you're embracing me, trying to hug me and telling me stay as long as I want, I've got to go.
Hmm.
So, because I only go with resistance, and I can't be in resistance and acceptance at the same time. So if you're in acceptance, the resistance will dissipate. But because of the habit, it'll keep coming back for a while. And that's why you're the diligence with acceptance. Does that all make sense to you?
It does. And it's just amazing how much I have let that become a habit in my mind. I mean, I knew it was consuming my mind, but until you start doing this, you're like, wow, how?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You just can't believe what percentage of time it has invaded your mind.
Yeah, no question. And we think it's us. You didn't do it on purpose. Okay. It's not you that did it on purpose. You had a lot of help, man. You had help from your parents. You had help from society. You know, look at the world we're living in now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've just created such a crippling fear over
a
virus with what's that?
I can't even watch it.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
really
terrible.
Can't.
Turn off the news.
Yeah.
Kelly put on the news last week to check the weather, and I'm like, ugh, go to your AccuWeather web. I can't listen to these morons.
No.
And
I
it's just
can.
Gross. Yeah, so... I spoke speaking to another client right before you, and or maybe it was your whatever one, but we're talking about fear and how. Oh, it was earlier this morning, and you know his significant other is just she's crippled with fear, and she's in that industry. She's a nurse, you know, infectious diseases, all this stuff. I'm like, she's consumed with it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, Dr. Fauci's her hero. She's got, exactly. And what do they lead with? Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear,
yep.
Fear, fear. We're not
yep.
told to embrace life, that it's temporary, that it's a journey, and that death isn't that bad. We're told just the opposite,
mm-hmm.
that death is the most devastating thing that we experience. And you can't trust strangers and don't trust money, and life is tough. And what's the old saying? Life's tough and then you die, right? You know, it's just you're going to get hit down, beaten down by life, all this crap. Life can be easy. Life can be enjoyable. Life can be a pleasure. We're the creator. So always remember that you're in charge. You're driving the ship. You're driving the boat. And wherever you want to take it is your decision. But the habits from everything, the condition, we're not as we just mentioned, we're not conditioned to feel really good around here. Mm-hmm. And we turn on the news, you know, CNN, this Project Veritas went after CNN recently. I love this Project Veritas. That's the one thing I will watch because they expose everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. And I love those guys, man, because they call, you know, excuse my language, they call bullshit on everything. I love that. And I'm a guy that calls bullshit on everything. So, and they had this guy on a microphone from CNN. And this guy's like, yeah, we kept the COVID numbers up there because people were scared. And when they're scared, they tune in. So, of course, we were going to keep them up there. You know when they took them off? As soon as the election was over, and they were done. And so this is not, like, our news is not, it's propaganda. It's ratings. That's all they care about. Society. If you walk into I always use the analogy that you and I go into a coffee shop, and we're happy and upbeat. People think we're weird. Oh,
yeah.
They're positive thinkers. They're not one of us. We like to complain. You go on Facebook. Like, I made a comment because I had a problem with my bank this week. And of course, because I've been calling their customer service, and it showed up on my feed last night. Mm-hmm. And I never comment on anything. And they were, like, promoting how great their customer service is. I said, I've had the worst customer service experience in my life. I never post on these things. But I've been battling this bank for a week trying to get some things resolved, and I can't get anywhere. And we literally just closed, you know, we moved over to Chase. But I'm saying, so that's what social media is. It's a shitstorm of stuff.
Oh, yes.
And it's like this world that we live in. So we've got to step above it. And it's okay to dabble in it. It's like eating bread at a meal. If you do it every minute, every day, you know, you might affect your health. But if you every once in a while you dabble in it, great. But your commitment is really to acceptance now, 90% of the time. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, it absolutely does. And I see that it does definitely make the difference. So it's just getting even more committed to it. It's really
Yeah, no question. So let's practice it a little bit. Okay. Any questions on anything I said first?
No. It all makes total sense. I mean, it really does.
So let's practice it. And let's so just, you know, let me come to mind. And I never tell anybody to direct their state of being, like their thoughts to the state of being of fear and things. But it sounds like you've been dealing with this stuff, so maybe that'll come up. But let's see what comes up, and then just accept away. All right, let's see how you do.
Okay. I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay.
And right now you and I are safe together, so we know it's okay.
I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing doubt right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing peace right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing relaxation right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing insecurity right now, and it's okay.
Good. Doing well.
I accept that I'm experiencing uncertainty, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing resistance right now, and it's okay.
Good.
I accept that I'm experiencing need right now, and it's okay.
Good.
calm right now, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that I'm experiencing relaxation right now, and it's okay.
Good.
I accept that I'm experiencing relaxation right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing courage right now, and it's okay.
Doing great.
I accept that I'm experiencing calm right now, and it's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing discomfort right now, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that I'm experiencing pain right now, and it's okay. I'm experiencing struggle right now, and it's okay.
All right, that's pretty good. All right, so bouncing around a little bit. But you see, when you stop the mind there, you just allow it to come to you and you practice acceptance,
mm-hmm.
you're in charge there. Okay, the only time we get in real trouble is when we stop. Okay? So when we stop doing that, that's when the mind is just free to, it's like letting kids out at home and like nobody's watching them. They'll tear the place up.
That's true. I mean, it really is. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, so the mind will just like fire away. Oh, nobody's watching us. Let's just go firing away. And the stuff that the mind is creating is all a byproduct of everything we've been. We don't even remember half of it. Like subconscious remembers everything. Do you ever like have a memory from a long, long time ago?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's just like, wow, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And I had it was a song on the radio I heard this week. Or maybe a couple weeks ago, or last week, but it was Pop Goes the World, and it was an 80s song that I used to love. And I haven't heard, I forgot about it. I forgot it existed. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love this song. And I had the 80s radio on Sirius, and I knew every word. I knew every beat. I knew every inflection. I knew exactly, you know, I could sing it right now. I hadn't thought of that song in I don't know how long, but my mind remembered everything from, you know, 30 years ago when I used to listen to it, right? So it's a pretty cool thing, our hard drive. And so the things that you're resistant about, we'll always find something in the present to attribute it to,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it all stems from the past. You're just creating the things now to think about. So we you know, like if we say fear, well, the body, the fear came 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it's been.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity to experience fear, that's the magician of the mind. It's got to give you the opportunity to experience it because that's its job, to create the state of being in your physical experience. How does it do it? Well, how about health issues? That scares her. Let's try that. And and that's why you're experiencing it. So it's always about the state of being, never about the circumstance. Like people will be stressed, and they'll say, man, I'm stressed about the money coming in, or I'm stressed about my schedule or the overwhelm, or I'm stressed about my relationship. It's like none of those things really matter. The stress is creating all those things.
Mm.
It's the state of being that does the work. That's the cause. What you're experiencing is the effect. So the opportunity is for you to constantly be aware of your state of being and be expanding acceptance nonstop, just nonstop. And we don't stop. We just keep going and going and going. Like you heard my story, 16 hours in one day. Can you imagine the resistance I was in that at that time?
Wow.
You got it?
Yeah.
But I kept going. I haven't stopped. You know, I most of my days I just live in acceptance. I certainly do a morning formula. I'm certainly always aware of my state of being. I never stop being aware. But I could tell you that I live a good majority of my days in acceptance. Do I get fired up? Yeah, I said, I had a bank issue this week. Some bank people saw my fangs and some fire. You know, well, I mean, you can't get anything done. They just completely, like, and they're like, yeah, I don't understand why this happened. Fix it. And so, anyway, so it's okay to experience those things, Susan, but we don't want to live in them every day. We don't want to live in them frequently, and that's the key. See the difference there?
Yep, I do. Yep.
All right, kiddo. All right, so have you been boxing Doreen at all or no?
No, not really been boxing, but I have done, I've definitely watched every one of the Q&As.
Good.
The week four Q&A, I have not watched your one that y'all did last night.
They'll send it out today. And then, so make sure that you're boxing one of us, keeping in touch.
Okay.
And then, especially when you get in these little things, so we can support you through it. So schedule with me next week, and let's make sure that we are really dialed in this week to be in acceptance nonstop, just like we just did there.
Okay.
Your microvision, just this is who you are moving forward, and light and fluffy stuff. Do everything that makes you happy. Okay.
Okay.
So that's your commitment. It's to fun this week. All right. Let's see where you're at next week.
Perfect. No.
All right, kiddo.
Sounds like a wonderful plan.
I love it. All right. So have a great weekend.
Thanks. You do the same.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.